like the intro of the show?
Yeah, you're frozen, but let's do it.
Damn it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Let's it matters.
It will matter when we're talking to Ray. It doesn't matter now.
I want people to see my beauty. In case this ever gets out, you know, I want them to see how beautiful I am. What a beautiful man I am.
What a sex beast.
I wouldn't take it that far.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, there was a time.
It's like me being like, don't you want to see these supermodel good looks? No. No. None of this.
Yeah.
Oh, but look, my tooth is done.
All right. Cool.
Now I have to do another one.
Yeah. Good. Good on you.
Yeah. Another $2,000.
Yeah, it's expensive. Cost me $4,000 whenever mine fell out when I bit into a pizza pocket.
I broke a tooth on a Tums once, which I thought was hilarious. And my friend was like, but your tooth just fell out of your mouth. I was like, but I broke my tooth on calcium. There's something funny there.
You know what? She should have said, dum, da, dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum.
When it fell out.
That would have been great.
Damn it.
Missed opportunity.
She totally ruined it. God, what's her name? Oh, okay. Forget it. It's one of those people.
No, I just don't remember her name.
Oh, it's one of those people.
No, no.
Hello.
Ew. Ew. So what
That reminded me of Hannibal Lecter.
It did. And says, that's what it was. Hello, Clarice.
With fava beans and some Chianti. I saw that today, but it had Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice.
Oh, my God. You and this Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. What in the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just love it so much. I cannot. I actually just went to his page and started watching him and laughed. And other than that, I've been listening to Nuno. Because I don't know if you've heard, but everyone is all in a tizzy over Extreme's new release called Rise. And they're all freaking out on what he was playing as far as guitar-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because most guitars that we listen to don't do that now. They're not people. So it's funny to hear everyone talking about it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I shared the thing on our Instagram when I saw that you shared it. And I think I shared it on Facebook, too. This is why you should follow the Sound Pollution Podcast, because if we see things like that, we share it.
And you know what? We're going to interview him eventually, too.
Yeah, you think?
I'm going to break his will.
Is that that's how Brent gets interviews. He breaks people's will. He breaks it down.
Right. I can't do anything to my life, so I do it to others. There he is. Oh, my fucking God. It's
finally
about time. Good Jeez. Lord, you motherfucker.
My God.
God, you suck.
It's a link. All you had to do was send a link, man.
I did. Jeez. I sent it like 8 times to you.
And I got there once. Anyway, hi, Ranel.
Hi.
How you doing? You're there with Queen.
I am.
That's awesome.
I am. That's my favorite background so far. That one and the one where I'm sitting inside a fire.
Oh.
That's yeah,
is that how you feel a lot of times?
Yes.
It's a biographical image. Okay, can I do my intro now? Are y'all guys ready for it?
12 seconds later.
Hey, Brent, your beard actually looks really kind of hip. You look good for a change.
Ooh.
Yeah, I figured I would just grow it up to my eyeballs.
Gosh,
you know, to protect myself from summer. I'm working on getting it over the top of the ridge of my nose, but that's just going to take time. I just started shaving that recently, so there you
go. Well, why don't you just do the comb and grow your nose hairs out and just, you know, comb them up.
Well, I want those to look like fangs.
I see where you're going.
All right, can I do your intro?
Sure.
Nah.
What about now?
We can just talk about your nose fangs for the next hour.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we can do that.
Does it filter out the pollen? Does it, like, help you breathe?
I'm just making a political statement with it.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. Don't do this to me today.
Oh, okay. I'm going to start it.
A few moments later.
Is that the countdown?
That was a countdown.
I like the one.
Screwing it up. You bastard.
Okay.
Okay, here
we go. This is all the joy I have, so you're going to let me have it.
All right.
All right.
You deserve it.
I do. Thank you, Ray. You deserve it, too.
Can you hear the music in the background? You can't?
Is that, yes, it's a kid's toy. Yes.
It's a dryer. It's like
yourself as your background, Brent.
I thought it just played.
Yes, he does.
I thought it just played the ditty, but no, it plays the entire song.
If you want to, sorry.
All right, so here we go.
A few inches later,
this artist.
Hey, what's the weather like there, Ray?
What? He's not.
It was really freaking hot today. It was really hot.
Y'all are fucked, man. Whenever it's your turn, y'all guys are totally fucked. I'm going to do it from you from the crowd at shows. I'm going to call your ass home.
You've done it before.
I know. It's about to occur again. I'll follow you to the trailer park. I will follow you to your damn shed behind your trailer.
It's full of crap right now. Hey, you know what they had at my neighborhood in the complex here today? They gave free hamburgers to all the dads.
Nice.
They're standing out by the you know the thing over there.
That's nice, but do you
handing
really
out
need
hamburgers
it?
And Coke?
It's nice, but do you really need it?
Oh hell no. Well, I mean, you know,
but
this
do
body
you want
maintain
it?
Itself, guys.
It's all downhill anyway from here.
Fuck it. You only have so many summers, man.
That's right. Right.
And Ray has less than all of us.
That sounds ominous.
Right? What are you planning?
You know what? After fucking up my intro, that is your goddamn intro, you little bastard.
No. Go ahead and do it.
No, do it for real, if you can.
it's going to suck now. All right. This artist is from Austin, but he's not a Texan. Boo hiss. He
but
wears
he
skinny jeans.
Smell.
I wasn't done yet. Do you want me to do this or not?
You
complained the last. You complained the last time I did not give you a good introduction. So I actually spent time.
I was just giving you a hard time.
To write something good about you.
And then we can just
do what you want. But no. No, you have to get your skinny jeans all in a bunch.
Nobody.
Right. Okay, really
again.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm leaving all of this in. This is beautiful.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
why
go
not?
To town.
We fucking suck anyway.
Hey,
no,
make
don't.
Those words out.
Okay.
It's a family show.
No,
Uncle
it's not.
Brent.
No, it's not. As soon as I joined, it ceased to be that.
Put the kids to bed.
Eventually.
But, you know, looks aren't everything.
That's,
hey, Brent. Hey, Brent, are you going to do that intro?
I'm going to try. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to
Why don't we just save it till the end?
No.
No, I want you to hear it.
I'm going to mute them.
You
Look.
Actually spent time on this, huh?
I did. For you.
No, okay, go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to say more than one sentence. Do not talk until I say, let's welcome Ray. All right. God damn it, mother.
Is there a safe word for this experience? That we can have.
There is no safe word. I'm going in dry.
No, I would feel better if there was a safe word. Especially after that you just said that.
I'm gonna try to do it.
I've been ready, man.
Okay, you keep talking.
I don't
though.
Know why you're so bashful about
you
this
intro.
You
keep talking. You keep talking. That's all I notice. You know, you keep talking, and I keep trying.
This episode is gonna be called The Intro.
Yep, it's going to be our 45-minute intro, 5 minutes interview.
That's fine.
Okay, here we go.
Several bad puns late.
The foreplay is the funnest part anyway, right? You know, easing and whatnot.
All right, so Ray, tell me what's going on with this OnlyFans channel. Ray
Wait, which
Plays.
One?
I think its name is Ray Plays. No, tell me about it. What do you wear? Do you look pretty?
Hey, I want to hear this intro.
Sorry, it's over with. We've moved past it.
Really? You're going to give up that easily? You're not one to give up. You are not one to give up that easily.
You know what? I have decided that I'm just ready to get into it with you.
You're ready to get into the OnlyFans?
And you know what? That wasn't my first question. But I went on ahead and made it my first question.
Okay, no, seriously, I need you to do the intro because I make it a clip. So we'll, I'll be quiet. Really, Ray, we have to be quiet.
All right, all right. Okay. We'll let them do it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it was worth every second. It's, none of it's coming out. Fuck it. It's there. It happened. Please go ahead.
Oh, my God. I can't.
3, 2, 1, go.
Can you move it along? I'm all out of time cards.
This artist is from Austin, but he's not a Texan. He wears skinny jeans for the delight of his fans. His Match profile states he's half German, and when asked about it, he claims it's the lower half. Recently, he started a YouTube channel called Ray Plays, but after multiple complaints from law enforcement, he changed it to Ray Plays Guitar. Coming in hot and nasty, let's welcome Ray Canes.
Hey, thank you, Brent. Wow, what an intro. I can tell you spent some time. Did you actually write that out?
I wrote it out. I wrote it out, man. You didn't know I could write, did you?
Had no idea.
I know.
But you're surprising. You always surprise me.
I am.
With your, you know, the new things that you learn.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
So I was serious about the first question. Tell us about this OnlyFans Ray Plays channel.
You must be referring to my YouTube channel, my new YouTube channel.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that one too. That was going to be my second question.
Yeah. I can't talk about the OnlyFans one publicly yet.
Did you call yourself Mike Honcho?
Ray Plays Guitar. @ Ray Plays Guitar. That's the name of the channel. And it's kind of like, you know, there's, it's all
hey,
things
Ray,
guitar,
Ray,
but most,
Ray, Ray.
What?
What's the name of your channel?
Ray Plays Guitar.
Wait, I'm going to write that down. Can you say it again?
Ray Plays Guitar.
Are you sure?
Ray Plays Guitar.
How do you spell Ray?
F-U-C.
You started it.
No.
Yeah.
No. You invited me. You started it. This wasn't my idea.
You know what? You're being all witty and shit. So let's talk about Ray Plays Guitar.
Yeah, I just started it. I got a handful of videos out there right now, mostly kind of just instructional. There'll be some to talk about gear and, you know, other things. So yeah, check it out. Everyone should check it out. Even if you don't like it, you should check it out.
Yeah, do it anyway.
I've watched it and I really like it. It's like spending quality time with you. It's probably the most work I've been able to get out of you.
Yeah. And you can keep rewinding and playing it as many times as you need.
Right. I'm going to wear out that play button.
I don't know what to say after that. See,
we're not going to get very many people back to the show. If you give them too
right.
much of a hard
this
way
is going
to go.
Kill everything right here.
No, I say, go ahead. I'll ask the question again, and then you talk about it, and then talk about your most recent episode. Okay, how's that?
All right. So yeah, you're gonna ask again.
Can I?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
So, Ray, tell us about your new YouTube channel.
My new YouTube channel?
Yes, your new YouTube channel.
Well, it's a channel dedicated to Brent Hoffer, known as Uncle Brent, and it's basically a shrine to one of my heroes, one of my only hero, and it's just a lot of video that I've taken while spending time with him, rubbing his feet and giving him back rubs and reciting poetry to him. So it's a lot of that. So if you're into that sort of thing, you can pretend you're Brent Hoffer and you can pretend that I'm rubbing your feet and rubbing your back and reading poetry to you. So that's what that's all about.
Next question.
And if you want to learn how to, you know, want to pick up a few guitar licks along the way, I got a couple of videos about that too.
Yeah, I have watched a couple of them.
They're pretty.
But you got to be on the, like, gotta be a Patreon member to get the Brent videos. Those are a little more, you know, exclusive.
Those are special.
You know what? I'll be Mike Honcho Jr.
Oh, Ray, God bless you. This is so much
I'm sorry
fun
for making everyone think about Uncle Brent's feet.
Oh, yep. This is beautiful.
You know, there's lotion all over them.
That's all bad. That's okay. So it's not. It's great to have you back. It is great to see you.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Look, I'm trying to get us back on track.
Ah, we're way off the rails.
No, but okay. Seriously.
And
seriously.
I even stopped drinking a couple hours ago.
Oh, it wasn't soon enough, man. It wasn't soon enough. It is good to have you back, though, because it's funny to watch you give Brent shit. It's funny for me. Maybe not for anybody else.
The more you get to know Uncle Brent, the more you'll want to give him shit.
You know what? I just think knowing you helps people know me better.
It does, actually.
From that point, let's go to Free Range Chicken by Stereocratic Party. Tell us about this song, Ray.
Free Range Chicken, that's an instrumental I threw together one day when I was bored. And I was kind of listening to the Helicasters at the time, which was a group that had three amazing guitar players. They all played Telecasters. And they had a lot of tunes that had like three-part guitar melodies and things like that. So this was kind of like my version of one of their songs with the three-part guitar melody and then, you know, a couple solos thrown in the middle over some sort of bluesy kind of a thing.
Yeah, I like this
song. Doing a little chicken picking, so I called it Free Range Chicken, you know.
I like this song. It has a nice little country instrumental. And then the changes in the guitar tone is pretty cool because you do that throughout the song whenever you're picking different, when you're doing different solos.
It's all in the fingers.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I would ask about the effects you used, but you're so old you probably don't remember. It's not very long. Why didn't you make it longer?
I hear that every Saturday night. Now what?
Is that really what they say on Saturdays?
That's what I hear on Saturdays.
No, I'm serious. It's about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So
that's about where it needs to be. I mean, I go through the head three times with two instrumentals in the middle. I mean, it's not a song that I think really needs a bridge. And I mean, after that, I think it would be kind of boring, you know? So plus I used up all the notes I knew.
Yeah.
Well, we had to just end the song, you know.
Where'd the name come from?
Yeah, I do a little bit of chicken picking in the tune, and so I thought free range chicken. You know, it has that you know that freedom. You know, like the all American chicken. Freedom, free on the range, before I get rounded up and decapitated and eaten by some overweight middle-aged guitar player Ray.
So Ray, I know you gotta let me be somewhat serious without laughing. Like, you have to let me do the job, let me do the work that will at one point maybe pay one of our bills.
Yeah, can I just have a word about the little video I threw together for that too?
Yes, absolutely, please do that.
Yeah, so I kind of threw that song together just kind of because I was bored and you know, gives me something to do. And then the video also, I kind of just messing around with iMovie, I think I just got at the time, or I just started messing around with at the time. And I got like, I was just using like I think I got it right here. It's an old computer camera, the I thing. It's like this little, you can't see it. Anyway, just computer cameras and any of the other footage, like the cartoon footage that I used, I just pulled that up on YouTube and recorded it with my camera on, you know, with my camera pointed at the computer screen. So it's super lo-fi is what I'm saying. Super duper lo-fi, but I thought it was edited pretty well. I mean, it keeps it interesting anyway.
It actually turned out really good. I wouldn't have known that that's how you did it.
Yeah, it was super, super low budget and super, super lo-fi and whatever. But and I think I recorded and mixed it all in GarageBand.
Nice.
Which I love. And I think it's underrated.
Underrated.
Underrated platform. Yeah.
Yes.
At that time, I would record in the GarageBand because it was really easy and quick to work in. And then transport that over to Logic and then finish mixing in Logic. A lot of times I would start kind of tweaking as I'd go. And by the time I'd get done tracking, it'd sound almost mixed. And I'd be like, yeah, I don't even have to port it over to anything. Just export it right out of GarageBand.
So my question was, is can we find this on your YouTube site, Ray Plays?
No, the Ray Plays Guitar is strictly for more of that educational stuff and guitar talk. The Free Range Chicken and a few of my other songs can be found on, The Stereocratic Party. I have a link from my Ray Plays Guitar page, so
okay.
You can always find it from there. Yeah, I'm terrible at coming up with names, and the Stereocratic Party was like, I don't know why I chose that name, but I chose it.
But that's
it.
Where we were.
That's
I need
we
you
were.
To pull it together, Brent, a little bit.
Brent, what do you
know doing? What? I can either talk or keep it together. What do you want me to do? Cannot do both.
There's a middle ground somewhere.
And he's just, it's like I'm a professional volleyball player, of course, and he's just lobbing them up there, and I'm just going to bury it in the other team's face.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to make it easy on you.
You are. You're making it too easy for me.
So, seriously, I know that you were out on the road last year. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I had a few dates with Kelly Monroe. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, she just put out a new album. She strung some dates together. We did a show in Nashville and New York and L.A. And then back here in Austin. But yeah, it was a fun little run. Except I pulled my freaking hamstring. It was after the Nashville show, before New York, right before New York. 4 days. Dude, don't give me that BS with your sob the motions there.
He fucking does that to me all the time, too.
Dude, I'm still recovering from that crap, man. That was serious. I couldn't walk. I couldn't even wipe my own butt. And you know how expensive those automatic butt wiping robots are?
Every dime you would have made on the tour. That,
man. No. Dude, I went to Korea one time, and there was this like really swank hotel in Seoul.
Yeah.
And you sit down, there's like this electronic panel next to you, you know, and you could press the buttons and it'll like shoot warm water in your butt and stuff, and then blow air. And whatnot.
Fuck.
I want to say other things, but please, I want to keep it family.
This is not nothing about this episode.
Wow.
That's family. I lost my pen. Like, God damn it.
You know what? When she releases this, she's going to have 3 E's for explicit on this one.
I don't even care. I'm just going to take out the dead air. Fuck it. We're going broke. I don't know. Anyway, Korea. Like
I sat on the toilet quite a long time.
I bet you've never felt cleaner and dirtier at the same time.
You know what? That was exactly the sensation I was experiencing. It was special. Brent, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and go into the second song. What Do You Care? By the Stereocratic Party.
The Stereocratic Party is more the name of the channel, not really the band. I was kind of thinking it was going to be at the time, but nah, whatever. So that's what I have to say about the song. What do you care? Huh? Do you care, Brent?
I do.
Do you really care?
I do, even if he doesn't.
Do you care, Rennell? What do
you
care?
Yeah, a little bit.
Huh? What do you care? Huh? No, it was funny. So I was at home. Jewel came on the television. I think it was some PBS show. And she's singing a really beautiful song. I don't know what it was. And right away, my mind goes, your guitar sounded really good. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what kind of guitar she's playing. And then I'm like, well, what do you care what kind of guitar she's playing? You're ignoring the song, you know? Shouldn't you be listening to the song? And then I was like, I really want to know what kind of guitar that is. It sounds really nice. And so then it got me thinking. It's like, what do I care? You know, I'm ignoring the important part of what's going on right now, which is the song, right? And I get distracted by this and that. And isn't that the way life is? We just get distracted by all this BS and we totally ignore the stuff that we actually should be caring about, which is usually ourselves, you know? But that's kind of what it is, you know, how funny us as human beings are. And then, you know, we get all up into everyone else's business and, you know, when we really should just be taking care of our own. And so that's where what do you care? Do you care? What do you care?
I actually really like this song. It had a lot of words, but I liked it. I liked how you synced it with the video. Did you make that video the same way you made the other one?
Yeah, it was another nice. Kind of just an iMovie experiment. I was just getting used to using it. But yeah, a lot of images grabbed from Google Images. Mm-hmm. So it's probably a lot of, you know, copyrighted material. But I'm not making any money off of it. So who cares? So sue me. And the funny thing is I've seen a lot of those images that I've used in that video in other places, too.
Right.
But yeah, I had a lot of fun making that video and a lot of fun making that song. So the funny thing was, while I'm watching that Jewel thing and I'm thinking about all this stuff, I just abandoned Jewel altogether and I just write all the lyrics for the song. And I actually had like 5 or 6 verses. I had so many lyrics for this song. And this one is one that could have gone on for 12 minutes, but it would have been super duper boring. But so I kind of just whittled it down to what it is and decided to go with that.
Nice.
But yeah, this is one of my favorites. I had a lot of fun making this song. This is another one that just kind of came together really quickly, and those are the ones that seem to come out the best and be a little bit more unique from my experience anyway.
I like this song. The main riff is pretty cool, and then your vocals sound really good too.
Yeah, I had a studio musician come in and sing the vocals for me.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. The solo seems to be really influenced by Van Halen because there's a bunch of tapping, and then in the solo there's like real fast double picking.
Yeah, that's kind of a Halen thing. The funny thing, I was actually thinking more Alex Lifeson from Rush when I was doing that solo. But that the tremolo picking definitely is a Van Halen thing. So yeah, in that respect, you definitely heard that right.
I also like the part at the end where you change it to halftime. That's a really cool effect, right?
Yeah, that's kind of ending on more of a different mood.
The lyrics are very witty, and if people don't pay attention when you go listen to it, you're going to miss something because there's a lot said in that song. This is my question. Your speaking voice is kind of low, but your singing voice is high. Why?
Studio musicians, studio singers, man, they sing high. They have them come in and, you know. No, I don't. I mean, I can talk higher if you want me to.
No, I asked you about this in the past because I think it's funny that your voice is low and then when you sing, it's like you're a bass one talker, but you're like a tenor when you sing.
Well,
it's.
Well, dude, also, I recorded that song like 10 years ago or more. Since then, I've experienced puberty, and my voice is lower now than it used to be. Second puberty? Third puberty. I think second puberty is when I started growing back hair. Not growing back, or growing that different kind of back hair, the thicker stuff, the gorilla hair. You know.
For the record, I would like to state this is not me. For the record, let it be shown that this is not Brent. It's all Ray.
It's everything.
Well, thank you, Ray, for speaking about your back hair.
Do you care what it is I have to say? Care what kind of guitar I play? Do you care if I am straight or gay? Party all night or sleep all day? Do you care if I drink, if I smoke? If I laugh at all your jokes? If I drink Pepsi or snort Coke? My toast in runny yolks. Do you care what it is I care about? Care for some kimchi or sauerkraut? Do you care if my fate's full of doubt? If I freestyle or write it all out? Do you care about the voices in my head? Where do you think I'm going when I'm dead? Do you care who's sleeping in my bed? If I wear Adidas or wear Keds? Do you care about the cold and hungry child? All those who've been exiled? Do you care that I dare to get buck wild? Do you care that my hair is always in style?
Thank you.
What was the third song we were talking about?
We're talking about Honey, and this is when you were with Nomad City.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about it.
Well, actually, the funny thing is I just got a bunch of crap out of storage, and so, like, my house is full of boxes and stuff. So all day I've been going through stuff, and I just found a bunch of Nomad City T-shirts that I still have. I got a bunch of smalls, a few larges, and that's about it. So if you want one to use as a rag, I got some for you. So Honey. Yeah, Honey, this was a song that I co-wrote with Brittany Lobis when we had a band together called Nomad City. We were going to go into the studio to do to record an EP, and we were trying to decide what songs we were going to put together that we were going to record. And we kind of all felt that we needed a song that was a little bit more of a rocker. And we didn't have one quite like that. So Brittany and I went and we wrote the song again really quickly, and we put it together, and I think it turned out pretty good. And we recorded this one with Paul Sorosky. Actually, the rest of the songs we recorded at the Orb with Matt Noveski of Blue October, and then we did this one with Paul Sorosky, who mixed the album. And Paul was a member of Podunk. If you remember that band, great Texas band, and had a lot of fun recording at both those places. Paul's a really cool guy. Yeah, we put this this tune together, and yeah, it's one of my favorite songs from Nomad City.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. The band, you can tell, is like really tight, and then also there's a shot of you in the video, and you are really bringing the smolder on that one. I mean,
smolder. I like that.
I love the main guitar riff. The break at the end is cool, and then you finally play an awesome solo, and it's like a dual guitar solo, and you pan one guitar to the right, one to the left, and it's really cool because they're like playing off of each other.
We just did a couple takes of that song, of that outro, and then when we're listening to it back, Paul just put up both sides panned like that, like you were talking, and we're like, yeah, wow, that's kind of cool. Let's do it like that. It was kind of cool how it all just wound up together at the end. Yeah, I was really happy how that one turned out.
You've played with many vocalists ranging from AJ Vallejo to Kelly Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you so hard on AJ, and what makes Uncle Brent your favorite vocalist?
Talk about a loaded question. Jeez. Talk about the vocals. AJ is one of the most incredible vocalists I've ever had the pleasure of working with or even heard.
That's not what you say when we're alone.
No, AJ is an amazing singer and an amazing performer.
Yes.
But he is no Brent. He is no Uncle Brent. That's for sure. There is no one that could be at that level, the Uncle Brent level. You're in a class all your own.
I appreciate that. So you have a YouTube site dedicated to me, and now I'm your favorite vocalist. I love it. Thank you so much, Ray.
Yeah. There are no words.
Nobody gonna help you out. You're out of touch and you're out of love.
So I know that you are a dad. Happy Father's Day, by the way. I'd say happy Father's Day to Brent, but I'll say it to him on the day. How do you balance the family life and the musician life? Because they are very different things.
Yeah. I don't feel very balanced at all. I feel very...
I wouldn't say we're balanced, but you know what I mean. Like, how do you... Like, I know how Brent does it, but how do you do it?
Kind of do what you gotta do, you know? You get used to being tired all the time. You just kind of get used to being interrupted all the mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. And you just plan that and figure that into your workflow, and that's it, you know. Yeah, I don't really know. You just kind of do what you got to do.
And I think
the dad chromosome kicks in, and it just, you know, just becomes a blur. You just do it.
How does it work when you go on tour? Are you able to keep, you know, home life happy while you're on the road, or, you know, how does that work for you? Because I know I have several friends that are musicians that are parents that have struggled with things like that.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely puts obviously more of a burden on Stephanie, because then she's home alone.
Yep.
With Leah. I mean, she does have support and friends and we operate with only one car. We only really need one car, but it gives her the freedom to have the car all to herself without having to say, hey, do you have to use the car today or whatever.
So it gives Stephanie a little break, is what you're saying, actually.
In a way, but not yeah, really.
But not really.
We stay together. We do a Marco Polo thing, the Marco Polo app, and we send each other videos and do video chats and, you know, do that sort of thing. I don't know how Julia does it with multiple kids, or anyone does it with multiple kids. But, I mean, just one is...
Julia's kind of a shining star, is what that is.
Well, yeah, and she's got to deal with Brent.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, saintly.
She's saintly, yes.
For the record, I would like to say that I concur with everything that was said about my wife. It's true.